For decades, the government has told us UFOs aren't real. For decades, they've called it misidentifications, hoaxes, or just overactive imaginations. But what if I told you there's a timeline, a hidden history of UFO encounters that stretches back farther than Roswell, a decades-long pattern of sightings, crashes, and cover-ups that has shaped the world without us even realizing it? This is not just one story. This is an entire series dedicated to uncovering the truth, incident by incident, case by case. Because the evidence is out there, it always has been, and it might have started on a quiet night in 1941. Welcome to Divergent Files, the UFO Encounters miniseries. If you think UFO history begins with Roswell, think again. Long before the term flying saucer even existed, before the government started officially denying everything, there was a crash, one that most people have never even heard of. A pastor called to perform last rites, a wreckage that wasn't from this world, and a cover-up so complete that the world never even knew it happened. This is Cape Girardeau, 1941, and this might be the moment the UFO cover-up playbook was first written. Let's begin. It was a calm spring night in 1941 when Reverend William Huffman received an urgent call. An accident had occurred just outside Cape Girardeau, Missouri. As a man of faith, he assumed he was being called to give final prayers for a dying soul. But when he arrived, what he saw wasn't anything he was prepared for. Instead of a car wreck, Huffman found a strange metallic craft, seamless and disc-shaped, partially buried in the earth. Military personnel were already swarming the area, but the real shock came when he saw the bodies. They weren't human. According to later accounts from Huffman's family, the beings were small, with oversized heads and large black eyes. Their features were eerily similar to the gray aliens that would later become infamous in abduction stories. But this was 1941, decades before those descriptions became mainstream. Huffman was sworn to secrecy, the wreckage was taken away, and that was supposed to be the end of it. But here's the thing about secrets. They don't stay buried forever. Years later, Huffman's family leaked what they knew, and his granddaughter recalled seeing a mysterious photo, one her grandfather allegedly brought home from that night. It showed a lifeless humanoid creature being held up by men in uniform. But just as quickly as it surfaced, the photo disappeared. So here's the million-dollar question. Was this the first real UFO crash in American history? And if so, did this event set the stage for the government's policy of denial and cover-ups that would follow? This wasn't just another strange sighting. This was the first time we see a full-scale military intervention to suppress an extraterrestrial encounter. Before Roswell, before Project Blue Book, before any of it, and if they were covering things up this early, how many more stories were wiped from history before we even had the chance to ask questions?
Oh, sure. They lost the only known photo of an alien corpse. What a shocker. Look, at this point, I'm 90% convinced the government's top secret archives are just a warehouse full of conveniently missing evidence. Either that, or they really, really hate filing paperwork.
And this? This was just the beginning. Because if Cape Girardeau was the first, then Roswell? That was the explosion that forced the world to start paying attention. And in our next episode, we're diving into the moment UFOs went mainstream, the crash that changed everything. Thanks for watching. That's it for this episode of Divergent Files, the UFO Encounters miniseries. If you're hooked, make sure to subscribe, like, and drop your theories in the comments. Because trust me, we're just getting started. And if you want early access, behind-the-scenes chaos, and extended content too wild for YouTube, head over to patreon.com/divergentfiles and join the crew. I'm Ralph, that's Wendell, who's still convinced humanity is on some alien watch list, and we'll see you in the next one. You are truly appreciated.
If they weren't watching before, they sure are now. Great job, Ralph. Real subtle.
Like something's off, like there's a shadow just outside the light. They feed you answers, keep you numb, but the questions, man, they don't sleep at night. Turn the dial, crack the code. What if the stories were never just stories? Static calling from the past. Footsteps in an empty room, and a name you don't remember whispered in a voice you never knew. Flip the page, break the lock. What if the past ain't the past at all? What if we're seeing the future? Just don't recognize the call. We ain't here to play it safe. We ain't here to close our eyes. Ralph's got the map, Wendell's got the match. So tell me, how deep will you dive? Like the past is reaching through the static, trying to remind you before we all go down.